Huh? I don't know. We might get to it. You got one? Good. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. I'm sure. We're going to be using it a lot. Maybe right not now, but... Okay. Well, that's right. Seder, let's start. So obviously, after talking last week about the effect that the death of Moshe Rabbeinu had on Am Yisrael Bechlal, and Yeshua Befrat, obviously the question of Eich L'Hamshich, how to continue, was most pressing in Yeshua's mind. And certainly there's nobody in all of Am Yisrael there was more tzibrochen and more terrified of what the future would be like. The halchias, as we learned last week, the halchias of Yeshua, his entire existence was Moshe Rabbeinu, was to absorb from Moshe Rabbeinu. But remember what we learned from Rav Tzadik, and it's going to be going with us throughout the Sefer, Bez Hashem, throughout the Sefer, that the whole tachlis, the whole tachlis of Yiddishkeit, of Moshe Rabbeinu's existence, and what the entire Sefer of Yeshua is about, is that there should be a chakika, an engraving of Dvar Hashem, of Torah's Moshe, in the nefashis, Rav Tzadik says, in the nefashis of the Jewish people after he would leave the world. And therefore Yeshua was left with this new derech, Rav Tzadik explains. And Davka, because Yeshua was the one who was so utterly lost and broken, Davka, that qualifies him, Rav Tzadik says, to be able to begin something that was completely new. Because nobody in the world needed to resolve this dilemma of Moshe Meis more than Yeshua. It fell on his shoulders. Nobody needed to resolve this more than him. And this was Yeshua's greatest moment. As the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, it's brought down in many of the Svarim, Alexander's Svarim, Yismach Yisvon, all the Svarim, that the whole tachlis of a person coming to this world is for that moment of his greatest nisayin. And this Moshe Meis was the greatest nisayin for Yeshua. And because of that, this was the beginning of a new derech, the derech of Torah Shebaal Peh. Kol Zman that Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Yeshua was just in his light. He was the Pnei Levana, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pnei Chama. But now, after Moshe Rabbeinu's death, so Rav Tzadik brought the pasuk we learned months ago, "Noitze te'ena yochel pirya," and now it's time for the pre, for the fruit. What's the new path of Yeshua? The new path of Yeshua, which is the tachlis of all the sperm of the Nevi'im, and all of Torah Shebaal Peh that we spoke about a little bit more, that the Ikar of Tzadik says of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, all of the Sifrei HaNevi'im, and all of Torah Shebaal Peh, is not cold information and facts. It's not just the Chochma Kishila Atzma, the Chochma of Torah Kishila Atzma on its own, but rather how is the Torah Smosha going to affect and influence this Chocham and that Chocham, this Jew and that Jew. How is each person going to be able to receive the Torah of Moshe, the Or of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Or of Hashem? Because Reb Tzadik says that the whole tachlis of Yiddishkeit is chai olam nota b'socheinu. Chai olam nota b'socheinu. That Hashem wants to plant His will in the heart of each and every Jew. That doesn't mean that every person can decide what's right and what's wrong with the halach is. The chachamim are the ones who lead us and so on in all the generations. But the tachlis of Torah is that there should be a yichud. Moshe Ben is gone. Moshe Ben is gone. Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua. And we spoke about this a while ago, that when it says in the Mishnah, Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua, it doesn't say V'lomda Yeshua. This is the tzaddikim from Brisk. My Rebbe Rabbi Yashaber spoke about this a few times. That it doesn't say Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai V'lomda Yeshua. It doesn't say that Moshe Ben taught the Torah to Yeshua. It doesn't say that. It says that he gave it over to him. He gave it over to him. Umosvel Yeshua. And giving over, the Svarim HaKadoshim tells us, Tzaddik and other Svarim tell us that giving over is not the same as teaching. Giving over, if all you do with your child is teach Torah to your child, if all the Rebbe does in the classroom is teach Torah, if all that stuff is taking place here over the years, then we've failed. Then we have failed as parents, we have failed as teachers, we have failed as Rabbanim, as Rebbeim, we have failed as Maras. Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua means to give over. And giving over is an inyan of hashpah. Rav Kluge speaks a lot about this in the Sefer, which now is translated into English, in the Yichud V'Hizbardedus. When we're talking about Mesira, giving over, it's a mashpia and a makabel. And whenever there's mashpia and makabel, whenever there's a Rebbe, a student, a husband, wife, parents, children, we're talking about something else. We're not talking about curriculum. We're talking about yichud. Yichud. And that's why that this Seder of Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua is not at the beginning of Shas. We would have expected it to be at the very beginning, the Koteret. This should be Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua. This would be the beginning of Masechet Brachos, right? Not Mem Sakar and Shema. You would think that Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua, that would be the way to start Torah Shebaal Peh and to go through the Hishtalshlus. That's how the Gemara, that's how Brachos should begin. That's how Torah Shebaal Peh should begin, with Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua. But that's not the beginning of Masechet Brachos. It's the beginning of what Masechet? Avos. It's the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Because in all of Shas, in all of Torah Shebaal Peh, there's only one Sefer, there's only one Masechta Sefer, there's only one Masechta in all of Torah Shebaal Peh where it's so obvious, it's so unbelievably clear and obvious that the Inyan is not, the Ikur is not the Chomer, is not the facts and the curriculum of Torah, but rather the chakika b'nefashos, the engraving upon the soul. Rav Meir Shapir and other tzaddikim, many tzaddikim, it's already found in the Kadmonim, point out to the unique nusach that we find throughout Pirkei Avos that we don't see anywhere else in Torah Shebaal Peh. What's that? Who hayo oimer? Who hayo oimer? And the tzaddikim, Rav Meir Shapir and other tzaddikim explain that who hayo oimer? Hu haya means who haya, he was Mash Amar. You understand? He was what he was saying. It's not Stam that he said. Zamahuchalo. Hu haya Mashu Amar. Hu haya Oimer. That's what Mesha Pir said. Other Tzaddikim said that earlier, but it's famous from Mesha Pir. Hu haya Oimer. That's the tachlis of all of Yiddishkeit. Itzuv hanefashis, yitziris hanefashis. So machna mensch, a Torah-dika mensch, to be able to take Torah's Moshe and to drench a person with it, so that the person and Torah are two inseparable entities. They can't be identified one from the other. When you met Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I was like to me many times, you met Rav Moshe Feinstein, I remember meeting also a number of times, the Klosenberg and Lubavitch. When you met these people, it wasn't like, Rav Shlomo Zalman, could you say a devout Torah, look over the symbol? It was, when Rav Shlomo Zalman walked into the room, it was Torah. The covered the simcha. His metzias, who haya oimer? Pirkei Avos begins with Moshe kibal Torah Sinai, not v'lomda le Yeshua, that he taught it to Yeshua. Moshe kibal Torah Sinai umesara le Yeshua, and he gave it over. He gave it over to Yeshua. Because the Tochen ha-pnimi, the contents of that Masechta, Masechta Avos, is not the Chochmah of those Tzaddikim. It's not how smart they were. It's not their opinions, their ideas. It's the Chiddush of the Or HaTorah Shenechkak B'Nafshos Yisrael. I don't know how to explain that any other way. I was talking to the Chevrah from, we had a little gathering for Emek HaMelech the other night, L'Kav Rosh Chodesh. I had a little Suda Sosh Chodesh with the Chevra. And I was talking about this, and I'm trying to, this is the focal point of everything that I'm saying now, the last 2-3 years. I mean, I was talking to the guys in Yeshiva about it, and I'll review a little bit, this inyan of Hu Hayo Oimer. The Hu Hayo Oimer that when you look at that sentence in Pirkei Avos, and you read from that Tana, Hu Hayo Oimer is the Tamsis Achaim of that person. It's that every single step that he took in life, whatever he did, was that Maimer in Pirkei Avos. In Sefer Yeshua, with the exception of at the very end, there are a couple of the two prokim really, we don't find that Yeshua is saying over Musa. Not like in Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, we don't find Musa. Really, the whole Sefer Yeshua is the story of the kibush, of the conquest, Erech HaShalayit Yisrael. And we'll talk about that next week. How is that Hu Hayo Oimer of Yeshua? Eretz Yisrael, Erech HaShalayit Yisrael. We don't find Yeshua giving speeches. Came out just at the very beginning, because when he was initiated, and then at the end there's a little bit Musa. Which the Rosh Sifra and Nevi'im, there's a lot of Musa by the Nevi'im Achronim in particular. But the inyan of Sefer Yeshua that Yeshua received from Moshe Rabbeinu was Hu Hayo Oimer, was bringing that life of a Jew into the only place where Jews can truly be Jewish, which is in Eretz Yisrael, to be Jewish, completely Jewish. That every single Jew is in Eretz Yisrael is Hu Hayo Oimer. It's not a matter of speeches, of drushes, of Musar. It's that you live Yiddishkeit. That's what Reb Tzadik is saying. And when I was trying to explain a little bit the other night was that this really be'etzim is the difference between Chachmas Yisrael, which is called Chachmas de Gedusha, and Chachmas Yavin and Greece. Really, it's the whole Yontiv of Chanukah. It's the whole Yontiv of Chanukah. Is this Nakuda? It's the whole Yontiv of Chanukah. Because in Avodas Hashem, that's what I was explaining, in Avodas Hashem, there are two types of Avodah. This we find from the Baal HaSulam and other tzaddikim talk about. There are two types of Avodah. There's an Avodah bebchinas Or, and there's an Avodah bebchinas Chayshach. There's a way of serving God in a lichtiger way, and there's a way of serving God in a way that's dark. Now, both of these Jews are mekayim every mitzvah. And they keep everything that's in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayei Adam and the Rav Shulchan Aruch. They're God-fearing, observant Jews, everything. Both of them do. And both of them are sitting and learning. And both of them daven 3 times a day, and they do all, they make all the brachas. Everything's the same. Everything's the same. The difference is the muscle that we far from is Ichimagid and other tzaddikim is when you have a very rich person and he builds a magnificent mansion and everything was gewaldic and he spent all of the money to build this mansion, and just when he finished everything, it was all done, and everything, every single piece of furniture, every fixture was the best in the whole world that you could get. But he ran out of money just when it came time to buying the fixtures for the lights. In other words, there was no money for candles left. It was done. So he had everything that he could ever want in that house. It was all there. But he couldn't have any pleasure from it. Because he couldn't see it. So there was no pleasure. So there's one Jew that observes all of mitzvahs. And it's like he's living in a palace with the lights out. He doesn't have any tanuk from his Yiddishkeit. It doesn't... It's not hu hayo'aymer. It's just the simple pshat of hu hayo'aymer is that he used to say. So he said shach, he says minch, he says marv. He says bav mitzia, bav akam, bav abas. He says. He says good Shabbos. But there's no orav shel Shabbos. There's no orav Shabbos. There's no or of davening. There's no or of davening. Between a husband and a wife, you could have the same situation. That everything is done properly. They're a wonderful couple, and they keep all the mitzvahs, and the house is a frum home. But when you're in the house, the only thing that's not there is light. There are no lights there. It's finster, dark. There's no lights. So everything is there. Everything is there. But that avoda is called an avoda of choshech. The inyan of Chanukah is hoid. And the hoid of Chanukah means the victory of light over darkness. Ever since we're children, that's what we're learning about Chanukah. The inyan of Yavin, the koyach of Yavin, of Greece, is choshech. Varas I saw so, vavova choshech al pnei sahan. Choshech is Yavin. They brought a darkness to our eyes. And what I was explaining the other night was that the darkness that Yavan brought was something that was different. We hadn't experienced it in the past. It was something new. With the entire mohus of Yavan is choshech, which is odd because it's such a cultured civilization. I mean, Greece were the ones that brought beauty to the world. They brought beauty to the world. The whole inyan of Greece, you could say, was lichtigkeit, was light. Art and music, sculpture and so on. It's the whole inyan of Yavin. So, what's the choshech of Yavin? What's the darkness of Greece? Everybody else in the world would say that darkness was that Yavin Greece was a very, very enlightened civilization. It was the most enlightened. It was the beginning of modernization. So, what's the choshech of Yavin? And the Yavanim, as you know, the Yavanim were not against Jews studying Torah. The Greeks appreciated Torah. They wanted the Torah to be translated. They appreciated Torah. So why is Yavin a world of darkness? Why is Yavin a world of darkness? It would seem to be the most enlightened, one of the most enlightened periods in human history was Athens. And yet Chazal saw that at the very beginning of the Torah, when it says, Choshech al pnei sahom, Choshech is Yavin. So the Torah says exactly what we're talking about here at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. When Moshe would have died, Moshe Meis, so the lights went out. the living, breathing embodiment of Torah, of God in this world, was gone. And as I mentioned last week, Yehoshua might not have been the biggest lamdan. He might not. It could be that Asni was a bigger lamdan. In other words, it could be there were others who knew the chomer, who knew the material, and got higher scores on the tests. Could be. You know, Yeshua was great, but it could be there were a few that got higher scores on the tests. But the Indian of Yeshua is Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Lavana, was Lichtigkeit. Lichtigkeit means Chachma de Gdusha. Chachma de Gdusha is not who has the highest score on the test. It means whose life was most changed by that wisdom. Whose life was most uplifted by that wisdom. Whose life can never ever be the same because of that wisdom. It's something else. It's something else. That's for the... When you walk into a house where the husband and wife are living with the or of Nisuan, with the or of that marriage, every minute that you spend there, you feel like this is... You don't want to leave. Because you feel the warmth of it. You feel the light. You feel that the way they're speaking to each other is not a show. It's hu haya aymer. Hu haya aymer. That what he says to her and what she says to him, that's who they are. And there's that yichud between them of mashpi and makabel, of husband and wife, of cham and levana. That yichud has brought something different into the world. It creates light. With all of the illumination that Athens spoke of, that Greece spoke of, it's all called Chochmah Chitzaynus. Chochmah Chitzaynus is not a matter of just the subject that you're studying. It's not that science or math. A person could be sitting and learning Torah his entire life. You and I have seen this. And it's all Chochmah Chitzaynus. I'm talking about a front person. I'm not talking about... It's all Chochmah Chitzaynus. One of the things that makes me craziest is listening to people I give lectures on Hasidism. It became popular now. It makes me crazy. A lecture on Hasidus. With the academia, the stuff that was written by academic people, that I used to read a lot of the stuff about Hasidism. It makes me crazy. It's a goel nefesh mamish. Because it's all Chachma Chitzaynus. It's like I told you years ago that there was somebody, a professor, who wrote a big, big book on the Holy Rishoner. And he would never went to Chassidus Tish. And there was a chassid that met him and said, why don't you come with me to the Bianot, or at that time it might have been even earlier, maybe it was Husiatin, one of the Rishoner, why don't you come to a Tish with me? So he wrote a whole book on Rishon, and he never ever was by a Tish. Never ever breathed it, never ever lived it. And the moshel that this yid gave was that there's a person who wrote, I once told you, who wrote like a 20-volume work on the subject of love, of Ahava. The only problem was that he never was in love. He wrote a book on the subject of love. The number one authoritative book on the subject of love. But the second that he fell in love, he looked at these books and he was embarrassed and he threw them away. But how do you explain this? Well, the inyan of Chachma de Kedusha and Chachma Chitzaynus, Chachma de Kedusha and Chachma Chitzaynus, Chachma de Kedusha makes a person more humble. That's Yeshua. Chachma de Kedusha. Chachma Chitzaynus makes a person into a balgaiva. Makes a person, the big lamdan walks around, he knows everything, and he slugs up, tries to slug up the Rebbe, he's always trying to slug up his chavrusa, trying to be somebody, makes him into more of a balgaiva. That's not the huayi omer that the Baruch Shalom was looking for. The huayi omer that the Baruch Shalom was looking for is that every word of Torah that you learn, you remember more and more and more and more that it's not you, that it's him. That you become such a person that's botel takarish baruch. That's Yeshua, that's the moon. You become botel takarish baruch. When you learn Torah, that's what these lectures on Hasidism, you can see the gaiva, the yeshus, because it's not an inyan of the inyan is, how do I say something fancy, like to wow the audience? So I'm going to come in and say something from the Meir Shiloach, and the people that are going to be there at the lecture, they're going to say, wow, that's something. And he's going to talk about the radical views of the Ishbitzer dynasty, and then talk about, you know, Bechira Chafshis, according free choice, according to the Ishbitzer court, and Mamish for the bathroom. Mamish for the Besakis. It's all Chachmah Chitzainis. It's all Chayshach, it's all Yavin. Just because it's about Ishbitz, it's about Breslov, doesn't mean that it's Chachmah Yisrael. Chachmah Yisrael is Chachmah the Kedusha. Chachmah the Kedusha means that you're not lecturing about Ishbitz. There's not an Ishbitz. You live Ishbitz. You're not lecturing about Breslov. You say Tikkun Chatzos, and you try to go to Uman, and you try to do all the other things that Rabbi Nachum wanted a Jew to do. You try your best. You try to daven like a Breslover. There's a different world how a Breslover davens. It's a different world how a Breslover davens. It's an andere Welt. The Rabbi Nachman's light was very, 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 very strong. Rabbi Nachum Kimat doesn't allow a Jew to learn his Svarim without making you bottle to his light. It's very hard. You have to really be like a chitzoni. You have to really be like a big professor. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a big, big, big chitzoni. Because Rabbi Nachman's light is so strong that even though you might start off thinking that I just want to say something by my niece's Sheva Brachas, it's going to be really, really amazing because I'm going to say something for Rabbi Nachman. And that's like a cool thing to do now, to say Rabbi Nachman. But you know, it's like the story they say that there were two maskilim, that they were always making all kinds of shows, and you know, in Yiddish, in those days they were making Yiddish theater, and they made fun of the chassidim. And that was a popular subject of the theater, was to make fun of chassidim. In those years, talking about 200 years ago, 200, whatever, more, 250, 300 years ago. And there were these two actors that they had heard a lot about the B'ditcheva. They heard a lot about the B'ditcheva. And they would start to hang out by Shlomo Sudas, by the B'ditcheva, because they wanted to pick up material for the show, because they heard that he jumps around and it's crazy. His avodah was like Rabbi Kiva, you know. So they wanted to get more chomer. So these two guys would come to Shlomo Sudas, and they would stay in the back, and they were watching, trying not to laugh. And they were watching. And then it came time. After a few times, it came time for the show, and they got dressed up. They put on, like, you know, outfits, costumes, and they dressed up like the Rebbe, and they made like a tish with actors, and these two guys, and one of them was the Rebbe, was imitating the B'ditcheva. That was who he was making fun of, the Rebbe from B'ditcheva. That was the making fun, and he started to make the tenuas of the B'ditcheva, like how the B'ditcheva would do things, and the whole audience, everybody's clapping and laughing, it's gevaldik, and then he kept on doing it. And people started to get nervous, and the other guy that was with him, that was playing the chassid, he starts to go into the dveikus, the two of them. Then they grabbed each other's hands and they started to do a rikud. And in the beginning, the audience thought this was part of the show, but they saw this is not. And they just kept on going, and they left the place, and they went to the Kedusha Slave, and they became two very big chassidim of the Kedusha Slave. That the Kedusha Slave was kind of them in such a way. They were taking notes. It was all Chachma Chitzainis, but the B'ditcheva didn't let them go like that. Became Chachma the Kedusha. And they were taken in by his light. Rabbi Nachman's light was very, very, very strong. It's very hard to just say over Torah from Rabbi Nachman. You have to be a very, very Chitzainistic person, which is what Rabbi Nachman talks about in the first Torah. His Galus Halev, if you know that, I mean, most people know the first Torah. His Galus Halev. What's Chachma de Kedusha? What's Sefer Yeshua? What's Yeshua talking about? Moshe Meis Yeshua. Moshe Avdi Meis. What's Yeshua? What is the Chachma de Kedusha? What's Chanukah? It's one Pasuk in Mishlei, and then there's something that we say every day in davening. The Pasuk in Mishlei is Ki Hashem Yitain Chachma Mipiv Da'as Usvuna. Hashem Yitain Chachma. Hashem who gives wisdom. Mipi, from his mouth, das usvuna. From Hashem's mouth to receive das and svuna's bina. So stomach chokma bina das. In davening, it's we're more familiar. Ata choinen l'adam das, umalamed l'enosh bina. Chaneinu me'itcha chokma bina v'das. That's chokma d'kdusha. Chokma d'kdusha is when every single word that you're learning is with the feeling of ata choinen l'adam das. And you're asking Hashem, chaneinu me'itcha chokma bina v'das. I want my wisdom to come from you. And when you feel that your wisdom is coming from Hashem, then you become more and more humble. You become more real. You become an ish pnimi, a pnimistic mensch. Ki Hashem yiten chochma, mipiv da'as usvuna. When you receive the chochma from Hashem's mouth, when you receive the chochma from Hashem's mouth, and you think about that presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the one who's Hamalamid Torah La'am Yisrael is teaching, we say that bracha every morning, every one of us said it this morning, Hamalamid Torah La'am Yisrael, that the Rebbein Shlom is your Malamid, then with all the Torah that we learn, we become closer and closer to that picture of Pirkei Avos of Hu Haya Omer. As the Torah becomes something which is Chakika Benefesh. That's what Rapsodic is. I'm just trying to explain that those words are Rapsodic. Chakika Benefesh is Yisrael. This is what Yeshua started. Chakika Benafsha is Yisrael. It could only begin when Moshe Rabbeinu left the world. It could only begin crossing into Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is our natural habitat. As we've been talking about, we'll see more in Reb Tzadik. It couldn't be, because Chutz Laaretz is Chutz. Chutz Laaretz is a place of Chitzonius. Chochma d'Kedusha is Eretz HaKodesh, is Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael wasn't about... The first thing when we came to Eretz Yisrael was not about starting yeshiva. It was about chumas and maizes. It was about shmita. It was about working the land. It was about breathing the air. It was kissing the dirt. It wasn't a shir. We don't find when you open up Sefer Yeshua that when they came into Eretz Yisrael there was a yom iyun, the mitzvahs yeshiva ha'aretz. Not that I don't enjoy that stuff, and not that we shouldn't do that. But that's not what happened when we came to Eretz Yisrael. We fought against the locals. We fought hard to win back the land, to bring it back into the world of Kedusha, to bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reveal the Shechina in that place. And that's why the Shem Yishmul explains that only when Chochmah is Chochmah D'Kedusha does the Torah enable a person to overcome the challenges of this world. And it's very, very simple, because, as I explained this the other night, because the Seichel of Yavin, the Seichel of Greece, the Seichel Ha'anoishi, human intellect, is Teva. And it's nature. It's part of nature. Non-Jews also have Seichel. It's Seichel Anoshi. So, how is Seichel Anoshi supposed to overcome challenges that are stronger than one's Teva? Let's talk Rachel B'chaktana. Technology is stronger than one's Teva. The stuff that they put out is stronger than a person's Teva. When it comes to the men, the Iker Inyan that's stronger than the Teva is of course the Taivas that are to be found on these things, the crazy things that are to be found in the world of Tumah. Of Timu Kol Hashmanim, you understand? I have to explain it. It's stronger than one's Teva. It was hard enough when we were kids and there was a movie theater like in Jamaica that you had to try to sneak into to find out if somebody could take you in who's old and take you in and say that you're his kid even though he's only 3 years older than you or something. To take you into that theater because it's only with adults, and you were hoping there over there you could see something. Even then, the Olam was falling apart from that. Just from regular movies. Not from this stuff. From regular movies. So B'derech HaTeva, with Seichel Anoshi, with all of the Cheshbonos of Seichel, you can't overcome that. You can't overcome that. In the world at large, outside of our little world, they're not even fighting against that. It's just life. It's part of Teva. And you can't fight Teva with Teva. It's all Teva. With the girls, with the women, it's different challenges. It has more to do with the Inyan of Lashon Hara and Achilas, and Irishkeit, and the shopping, and the chatting, and the stupidities. Which is, the guys do that too. I'm just saying this, besides their other thing, they do that too. But the girls, that's mostly, they don't do the other stuff. They do this stuff. So, also the teva of curiosity, the teva of to see the latest this and to find out the latest that, and all this teva, Seichel Anoshi can't overcome that. It's just, the internet is just, it's too much. So they put as many filters as they build into all kinds of things that they make and programs, and you're part of this. Part of that. It's all great, but it's all still teva. It's all teva. Notice if you have a thing on your phone that makes a filter, so you can't get into all this kind of stuff. So, sufkal sof, that's teva. And if you're going crazy, you'll just go somewhere else to find it. That's all. Or you figure out a way to press this button and that button, and you can bypass them. Because if your teva wants it, you're gonna find a way to get it. So, all of that is part of the Chayshuch of Yavan of Greece. You understand? It's all Chachma Chitzaynus. But when there's Chachma de Kedusha, the Shem Yishmael says Chachma de Kedusha is something else. When you find that little jar of oil that is pure, and it's chasum, it's sealed, b'chayis m'shakar and gadol, which means pnimi, shebe pnimi, means inside the base, and make this the chayism of the kohen gadol, lifnai v'lifnim, kodesh kadoshim, it's sealed with the seal of the kodesh kadoshim. That oil, and you know that shemen is chachma, right? The Gemara says that shemen is chachma. So then the Shem Yishmael says, then we're not talking about anymore seichel enoshi. We're not talking about human intellect. We're not talking about teva. Now we're already talking about something which is higher than teva. Now we're talking not about seven, we're talking about eight, we're talking about Hanukkah. It's something which is higher than teva. So how is a Jew supposed to contend with teva? You have a bad temper. How are you supposed to contend with that? So they can give you all kinds of techniques how to contend with that. Whatever the Indian is, it's Teva versus Teva. It's Seichel Enoshi versus Teva Enoshi. And it can help in certain ways. Spot here, spot there, fixing this a little bit. But you always find yourself slipping back into that. Because it's all Enoshi, it's all Seichel, it's all made in China, you know what I mean? Made in China, made in America, made it. It's all Seichel Anoshi. And the same way that Seichel Anoshi, the Shem Yishmael says, can't break a wall down, you can sit in front of the wall and think, I want this wall to break. Doesn't help. Only a miracle can break that wall. You can't break down a wall. You say, how are you supposed to break down a wall? How are you supposed to get into Yericho, right? You can't break down a wall. You could sit and think about it and have all kinds of kavanas and all kinds of things. It's not going to fall down. Seichel Anoshi can't break down a wall. A miracle can break down a wall. That's what happened by Yericho. A miracle can break down a wall. When a Jew learns Torah, and especially Pnimius of Torah, when you learn Torah, not as a Chochma Chitzaynus, not as a subject, not because I want to be smarter, but because Ata Chaynein L'Odem Da'as, Chaneinu Me'idcha Chochma Bina B'Da'as, Ki Hashem Yiten Chochma B'Piv Da'as U'Suna. Which is what Menachem was talking about in the first Torah, to learn Torah B'Koyach. That's what it means, Bukayach. He speaks there about Chayin, and Cheshivas, and Chayin, which is Chochmah D'Kedusha, Nun is Malchus, which means humility, right? When a person learns Torah in such a way, then it's Divrei Chacham Benachas Nishmoim, then it comes to a place of Hu Haya Omer. When it's Hu Haya Omer, then the wall falls down. And a person's not interested in what they're showing on the internet. It doesn't have a Koach Mashiach, it doesn't. When you live in the world of Yavan, that dark world of Yavan, so then all of those things are screaming and pulling and you don't know how you could possibly overcome. Because Yavan is a world of Timu Kol Hashman. It's a world of Yiddishkeit without light. Yiddishkeit without Or. Shabbos without Or is about eating, stuffing yourself, and going to sleep. That's a Shabbos without Or. And how I can finish this up and get on with the show. Shabbos that's not with Or. Learning without Or, Shabbos without Or, doesn't change you. Doesn't make you do what I am. The Inyan of Yeshua is Ha'oma holchim b'chayshach ruhu or. For the nation that until now is walking in darkness, ruhu or. To be able to see light. To want to come to a different madrega, a different place. That's called Moshe kibel Torah m'Sinai u'misara l'Yeshua. That's called misara l'Yeshua. That's not a classroom. The classroom stuff is all important. You got to do that. And we all of our lives, are trying to gather more and more and more information. But where are you taking it from? Are you taking it from a blackboard, from a book, or are you taking it from Hashem's mouth? The Greeks took it from blackboards and from books. A Jew takes it from God's mouth. That's called Chochmah D'Kedusha. So open up your Navi. Okay? I want to make sure. Because I know how a Jew feels if you spent like $20 on a Navi and you're not using it right away. So you're not going to have a good Malava Malka. So in Pasuk Beis, we're just going to review a little bit what we learned there in Rashi. Let's read Rashi again. After we do a little bit more Hagdom, it's going to start to move very quickly. Before you know it, we're going to be mamish finished with this safe. We'll see. So by Perek Beis, we're going to have to stop for a few months by Perek Beis.
You said 3 years ago we're going to get to the safer next few months.
We're not doing this for years yet.
I started. In 2016 we started.
Yeah? Started this, yeah. Okay. So it's okay, good. I'll try not to rush so much.
Patient.
Yeah. So the first Rashi, let's just read it again. Moshe Avdi Meis. Vilo Hayekayim Boho Yisi Chafetz. Rabbi Sena Dershu, Al Shalashas Alof Malach, Shinestachu Bimei Evel Shal Moshe. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot 3,000 halachas. What about Jews all of a sudden they lost their minds. They an early onset of chalila, of some disease, not to remember. Moshe Rabbeinu's death wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu's death was that the lights went out. And we were being challenged with, are you going to be able to make your own light? Are you going to be able to turn on the light? That's what happened. So when the lights were out, you forgot three things. When the room's dark, you can't find your way around. That's how it was when Moshe Rabbeinu died. We couldn't find our way around. Why is it Dafka Shleishes Halachim? There are different gears. Someone say 300, 3,000. Why Dafka the number 3? We're not going to talk about it right now. We'll get to it. Means Hashem. Shleishes Halachim Halachim Yishtachu B'mei Evel Shem Moshe. 3,000 halachas nishtach. So now you need to turn the light on. Because we're completely sedrait. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know where we're going. So Bo Yeshua v'shal. So Yeshua's instinct was, the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he had a suffix, when he had a question, he asked. So Yeshua's thing was, okay, I guess if I was given, you know, if I was now made on the Rebbe, so I'll do the same thing. I don't know, whatever the Rebbe did, that's what I'm going to do. So he asked, so I'm asking. So Boy Yeshua v'Shoal. So Yeshua went to ask the Borei Olam. He went to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was expecting to be told the 3,000 halachas, the chazar over the 3,000 halachas. The loss of 3,000 means everything was falling apart. It's just that, why that number is not for now, but everything was falling apart. Three means everything. Everything was falling apart. Amarach is three. Those who learn the Maral know that Amarach is three. Everything, that's what we call the people of three. Tarnavim, Ksuvim, Kayan, Levi, Yisrael. It means everything was falling apart. Because three means it means the beginning, there's an end, and there's a center. Everything was falling apart. So Bo Yeshua Shal. So Yeshua went to ask the Baruch Shalom. That's all he knew what to do. What am I supposed to do? So he went to ask the Baruch Shalom. The Olam is very upset with me. This is like my moment. And I need like a fast, you know, what were those books? The Monarch Note, Cliff Notes, right? The Cliff Notes, like, whoa, you know, I got a cram because I'm really in trouble. By Yeshua v'Shoal, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Hashem's Baruch say? Rashi says, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Avdi Meis, Va'atara Al Shmoy Nikreis. Moshe, my Eved has died, an Eved. Moshe, the one who can't be separated from me, who's an extension of me, Hashem says. Moshe Avdi Meis, Va'atara Al Shmoy Nikreis. The Torah is Al Shmoy, that means Torah is Moshe. It's his Torah. So Loimelach, it's Moshe ben his Torah. It's Moshe's Torah, it's Moshe. So Loimelach, Loimelacha, Iyevsha. To say over to you the 3,000 halachas, the Baruch Shalom says, Iyevsha, I can't do that. Why not? Why can't the Baruch Shalom say over the 3,000 halachas? Listen, there's no more Hefts of Torah coming down like that. Yeshua wants it to come down, like it came down to Moshe Rabbeinu. But from now on, it's got to go up, not come down. So Yeshua is asking for it to come down. And Hashem Baruch says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua, I can't say them over to you. And Yeshua says, why can't you chaser with me? You said it to Moshe, so say it to me. So Hashem says, no, Moshe Avdi Meis, that's Taurus Moshe. Taurus Moshe is done. Yeah, but he was the rabbi. He gave us all those halachas. He was the one that taught the halachas, and we don't remember them. So Hashem's saying to him, maybe you don't remember. You have a lapse of memory? No, there's something else you need to do. You need to learn forever that your grasp of Torah is not a matter of memory. It's not what they say in the Welt. Memory is good, but that's not what it depends on. The grasp of Torah is not how much of it you can remember. It's how much of it you are able to absorb. I know Jews that are old and they don't remember anything, but they're completely filled with Torah. I remember my wife's grandfather died many years ago, and he was a simple Jew. When he was already at the end, and we were visiting him in the hospital, so there were a couple of things that happened that were very interesting. When he would come out from the bathroom, which was a whole avodah, when he would come out from the bathroom, he would start to say Ashi Yotze, and then he would continue on with all of Shachris. Because he thought that it was the brachas of the morning. And we'd say, Zaydi, Zaydi, you already davened. And he looked at us, he didn't remember who we were at that point, but he looked at us and he said, no, don't make stories for me. And we said, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he says, and he was just davening the rest of the davening. His wife, my Bubi Sara, my wife's grandmother, came to the, he didn't remember her either. And when we came to the room together with Bubi, she bent down to give him a kiss. Now he looked at me, and I'm a chassidish looking guy, and this lady's giving him a kiss. So he went like this. He went like, I don't know. And she says, Naftali, it's Sarah, it's me. And he goes, he looks at me, he's a no, Ayid. That's what's left of Ayid. He doesn't remember his wife. He doesn't remember his grandchildren. Agdanks Gur Nish. You know what he remembers? He remembers a boy Olam who said that a man doesn't kiss somebody. A woman. What's going on? He doesn't remember his wife. Gur Nish. Alichta Yid. Doesn't mean that we hope, God forbid, to forget. But you understand what that means? It means it's absorbed. Hu ha ya oimer. A simple Jew. But hu ha ya oimer. Hu ha ya oimer. That's who he was. Hu ha ya oimer. And now that they don't want to see old people in shuls anymore, the young people, this is what they're missing. They're missing Moshe Kibbutar Messina Umisarul Yeshu. Yeah, the old guys have nothing to teach anymore because you know more than them. Yeah, because you're big knackers, because you know fancy stuff. The old guys don't know anything. There's no one to give it over anymore. Mm. Teachers, the Baruch Hashem are good teachers, but to give over Yiddishkeit, Moshe Kibbutar Messina Misarul Yeshua is something else. So they forgot 3,000 halachas, and Yeshua goes, and he asks Hashem, and Hashem says, I'm sorry, Moshe Avdi Meis, HaTorah Al Shmoy Nikreis. Moshe, when he's dead, that's Torah's Moshe. It's finished. It's not, no more Torah's Moshe. In other words, Chameshmot, afilo halacha achat lo amelem. Not one halacha, afilo achat. Madua lo. Because what the Baruch Shalom is saying to Yeshua is that you want a book. You want me to teach the material. Rabbi Yeshua, the avoda of all future generations is now something else. There'll be books, don't worry. You'll have plenty of books. And Jews love studying, and we're always with books. You'll have plenty of books. But the tachlis of being a Jew is to absorb Yiddishkeit the way that you did from your Rebbe, like the moon takes the light of the sun. And now you have to be the moon to give to Jews that light. So now what does Hashem say to me? Look at the end of Rashi. Moshe Avdi Meis, Vatara Shmoy Nikreis. That book is called after Moshe. We don't have no more books like that. That's finished. The book is finished. So, Loi Melech HaYevsha. Hashem says, I can't tell you. So what's the only Eitzah left? There are no tapes. There's nothing. So Hashem says to him, Tsei V'Tardan B'Milchama. What does that mean? Just what does it mean? Tsei V'Tardan B'Milchama.
Make them busy.
Make them busy? With war. Save it, Adam Muhammad. Because the Rashi doesn't bring the whole Medrash. The Medrash says that they got very angry and they wanted to kill Yeshua. Because they saw Yeshua, he didn't have what to say. So then they don't know how to live. So Yeshua says, Hashem Yisroch says to Yeshua, I'm not teaching the halachas. Basically, he says, go conquer Eretz Yisrael. Say, get them busy with Kibush Haaretz. So how's that going to help with the 3,000 halachas? That's the question that we're going to talk about next month of Shabbos. How does that help? Say Tardin bin Muhammad. Go and get them busy. Stop talking about all this halachan stuff and start going into Eretz Yisrael and fight. And fight and conquer the land. Say Tardin bin Muhammad. That's the answer. It's the deepest, deepest answer. The deepest answer in the world. Imagine, I'll just leave you with this and we'll continue the Mishnah next week. Imagine that you have a son and he's, Baruch Hashem, been learning for years and he's been successful and he marries a wonderful girl and he gives man la'avod, right? It's time, the money's run out and he has to go to work. He has to leave the yeshiva. He's been in the yeshiva for already so many years, and he has to leave the yeshiva. And he's very frightened, and you say to him, to learn with you, to continue in the yeshiva, Iyavsha. I can't continue. I don't have any more money to pay for you to stay in yeshiva. You can't go to yeshiva anymore. Go out and conquer the world. Go out and conquer Eretz Yisrael. What would that father be saying to him? He'd be saying to him the following. He'd be saying to him, Avi, Moshe, Yankel, whatever your name is. He'd be saying to his son, take the Torah that you've been learning for the last 20 years and live that way in the office. Live that way at home. Become a huha ya'aymer. You understand? Live that way. Live that way. Absorb it. Make it you. If it's really, really, really you, you're not going to be afraid of that the world's going to conquer you. You're going to be able to conquer the world. If it's not really you, that's why everybody's so afraid. That's why you're not allowed to even see a non-religious Jew anywhere, because it might make you not religious, right? This is what's going on in all the schools. That's why they have to have a billion rules and make the kids miserable, that they all want to go, they all want to leave and get, they can't take it anymore, because they have to make it tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, because they're afraid that the kids are not, if anything is not 100% the way that then they're going to go off. The reason is because it's all Chachma Chitzainus, I'm sorry to say. It's not Chachma de Kedusha. Chachma de Kedusha is something which is absorbed in a person, and they can, wherever they go in the world, they take it with them. Not that the Bacha leaves the yeshiva and he's the whole month of Nisan, he doesn't open up a sefer, and he sits around there like a batlan. And the same person who's learning the whole Zman in the yeshiva could come and look at his mother cleaning for Pesach and cleaning, and he's sitting there on his phone, he doesn't even offer to help. Where's the Huhaya Omer? You're learning yeshiva for all the years. When are you going to begin conquering the world? At what point do you conquer the world? At what point? But we're not. That's not where we're holding. Everybody's afraid of the world conquering us. We're so terrified of the world conquering us. And there's good reason for that. Because if the Torah was learned, if the Torah wasn't given over like from Moshe to Yeshua, and Yeshua to this king, if it wasn't given over in a real way, in a way of Messira, but it was just taught, so then the Torah doesn't change you. So the second, you can give 1,000 talks in the yeshiva, how the television is evil, the computer is evil, everything is evil, and the second the Rebbe turns around, that's the Matzias. There was nothing that was absorbed, there was nothing that wasn't. I'm not saying it's always like that, but unfortunately it's a lot of that. It wasn't absorbed. So there's no huwa ya'aymer. So there's the yeshiva bacha steiging and talking, learning this and that, and the same yeshiva bacha, 10 minutes later, could be in the biggest tumah on the back of the bus, the biggest, biggest tumah. Where's the huha yo'aymer? That's why everybody's so afraid that the children are going to be. You can't have in the there's this whole big machlok is going on about the Frum magazines, that you're not allowed to have any pictures of women in the Frum magazine. Even though it's interesting because in the Frum books they have, like in Rabbitson Kanievsky, in the book, they're pictures of the Rabbitson. But you're not allowed to have, there's a whole tumult, and there's a lot of people back and forth, and it is a problem. It's not so posh. I understand. It's not so posh how this should be done properly and so on and so forth. It's not so posh. But old-time Jews, didn't lose sleep over these questions. So you could say, oh, because they probably just gave in to the Taivas. No, they just didn't care about it. But now we're afraid that if you have in the Jewish magazine, the Frum magazine, there's going to be like a 75-year-old Rebbitzin, their face, what's going to happen to the guys? Like, who knows? That they have to make funny things to blur out any, if there's in a crowd, they have a picture of a crowd, or something, they have to blur out because in the back they found sometimes one of them got through. And everybody, then they all get excited and then they sit around in yeshiva. There's one girl that made it through the censor. All the guys are gathering around looking to see the girl. Like, at what point do you have the confidence to be able to be Yerushim, to have Yerushimayim and not to be normal, to be healthy people that have to think? So it doesn't have in the magazine. So the kid sitting in the magazine, he's got all of his cousins are sitting on the couch across from him. It's got, this one's cuter than the other one, right? He's a 17-year-old guy. He's got his cousin, Sarah, cousin Rivka, cousin Rachel and Leah. This one's 17, this one's 16, this one's 17, this one's 18, this one. And he's sitting there, and but we saved his life because we didn't have the picture of the Rebbetzin, you know, in the magazine. It saved the kid's life. This is what's going to cause him to fall. This is going to Shachmanis, because there's no who he is. Because what he learns is not the same thing as who he is. And because of what he learns, it's not the same thing who he is. It's all Chachmas Yavin. You understand? It's Chachmas Yavin. That's what the Ivana wanted. Learn. Just don't become that. Mm-hmm. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it become light. And just stay the same person, the same. You're learning to over 30 years. You still yell. You still carry on. Well, you're still fresh on every taiva. But you're more learned. That's what you haven't wanted. Mm-hmm. Chanukah is the defeat of that way of thinking. Chanukah is the defeat of that. Chanukah is all about Chachmah Dikdusha. Chachmah Dikdusha. Chachmah Pnimis. To make us into people who are Pnimis Dikdusha. Pnimis Dikdusha. To sit by the Chanukah candles. Pnimis Dikdusha. A pach echad shal shem munach b'chois m'shakon gol kodesh kadashim lifnai v'lifnai. That's the world of Chanukah. It's a different world. That's what Yeshua was being told right now, at that crazy time in between Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Adi Meis. Now is it going to be? Don't start. Let's not. I'm not giving you any books to read right now. I'm not chazing over the shiurim. Take them into Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk later. Start working. Start conquering the land. Show them what it means to live according to Torah Moshe. Let's see if Torah Moshe is made it into their hearts. Let's see if Torah Moshe is Nechkekes Belev. And you know, I know it's late and I'm taking two or three minutes over, you'll be Moichel. You know, it's interesting because the world hates us, you know that? And there are a few exceptions here and there, but for the most part, the world hates us. And the tightness they have against, where do you have in the whole world an army like our boys and girls in Eretz Yisrael? More compassionate people. More compassionate people. Where do you have such a thing? Even Jews who are totally not religious, that it's seeped into them, that there's a chakika benefesh, killing is something which hurts a Jew to do, even if it's a sworn enemy, even though they want to see you dead. Where do you have that the hospitals are taking care of your enemies? And then you send them back into Syria, and then the first thing they do when they get back to Syria is they get themselves some more stuff to go back and to shoot at you, to throw fire kites. And then they get injured, and the Jews take care of them. So you see there's a chakika belief that's very deep in Jews. Very, 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 very deep in Jews. That it changed us. The Torah Moshe changed us. It changed us forever. Hashem Zoch should help us to absorb it more and more and more. And next week we'll continue to talk about Say Tardin B'l'mucha. We'll go out to fight. Go out to the war. What happened with the war? We'll be here. Shkai.